The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ever since I was a kid, I would work for this old woman who lived down the road from me. I worked there for so long, it got to the point where I could just walk in, ask her for the car, and ride off with it. I did a lot of dog sitting for her because she liked to take long gambling trips out to Vegas and other places out there. By this point, I had been taking care of the dog for a while, and I had the routine down like the back of my hand. Wake up at 6, go down and let him out, feed him, give him his shot, and go home. I did that twice every day for about 2 weeks when I started to notice some weird stuff. Car keys were not where I left them, food cans moved, and little things like that. I just played it off as me being forgetful until one night I was late getting back into town to take care of the dog.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I came racing into the driveway and ran to the front door to find that it was propped open just a crack. That already put me on edge, and I slowly entered the house and immediately knew the dog was gone. The only reason I knew right away was because he was blind and barked at the slightest sound. I could also feel a cold breeze coming in, and I went back out and grabbed my deer rifle out of my truck, and I did a room-by-room search of the place. Nobody was inside. But the big glass sliding door that I had never opened once in my years of dog sitting there was wide open, and big boot tracks were in the snow. Luckily, the sheriff picked up the dog, and I was able to get him back that same night. So the next night, me and a friend of mine stayed in the house after taking care of the dog for the night. Both of us sitting in the pitch black, armed with our double-barrel hunting rifle and a crossbow. We waited until right around 12:30 a.m., when we heard what sounded like big feet stomping up the stairs to the front door. Then we saw the door open, and there was a man just standing there. There was a nightlight right by the front door, so we could see someone standing there, but we couldn't make out his face or anything about him other than that it was a big dude. So he was standing there, and I finally mustered up the courage to scream, "Get out of here before I start shooting." He just stood there and stared at us for a few moments, and then backed away and walked into the woods. I called the owner to inform her of what happened. It turned out the guy was known locally. He was a bad guy who would frequently sneak into people's property and take pictures of their animals to make it seem like they were being abused. I changed the locks on the house and took the dog home with me until the woman came home. I didn't sleep well for a long time after that day, until one day this past winter at lunch, me and a different friend were driving down to the grocery store and saw an ambulance and multiple police cars. I came to find out that the guy who we confronted that night was walking on the sidewalk when a passing truck driver had a heart attack and veered off the road and hit him. Both men passed away that day, and while the loss of the driver was sad, the whole town, including myself, slept a little easier knowing that the other crazy man was gone. I don't know how he wasn't in prison for breaking into people's houses. I think he had served some jail time, but was free somehow. This happened to me when I was living in a university town. I had only a semester left while my friends had 2 semesters left in school. So I rented a room in a house with 2 guys I found on Craigslist. I know that sounds creepy, but that's not the creepy part. I went for a run one morning, came back to my house, and hopped in the shower. With shampoo in my hair, I heard banging noises coming from the front door. I figured that my 2 roommates, who were friends with each other, had friends coming over, and I didn't think anything of it at first. I continued my shower, but the banging didn't stop. It continued to get louder. I started to hurry things along and started to become concerned. By the end of my shower, I heard a big crashing sound. Quickly toweling myself off to go investigate, the door to my bathroom opened. In the doorway was a man I had never seen before. He was looking at my naked body up and down while I desperately covered myself up. I asked the only question that came to my mind, "Who are you?" He didn't answer. He continued to look at me like I was a piece of meat. I asked the next most logical question, "Are you here by yourself?" Another man slightly peeked his head from around the corner of the hallway. The first man told me to get on the ground. I said no, and he hit me open-palmed in the face. He then said to me, "Do you want to die?" I had never been hit before. During the recoil after his hand connected with my face, time had slowed down. During that split second, I experienced the most intense fear in not knowing what to do next. Not knowing what to do safely to get myself out of the situation. I was in this alone, is what I thought. My cell phone was in my bedroom. My only plan was to get out of the bathroom and get to my phone. I tried leaving the bathroom, and this is where my memory fades and has only been filled in from what others have told me. My roommates had just gotten home from morning class and saw the front door busted in, so they knew something was wrong. They came up the stairs when they heard me screaming, "No, no, no." The first man grabbed me, but when he saw my roommates, he let go of me. The man demanded that my roommates give back his money. My roommates told the man, "We don't have your money." My roommates had never met or seen these guys in their life before. They must have been drugged up on something and got the wrong house if someone did owe them money.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's #1 prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
After my roommates told them the cops were on the way, which was a lie since they hadn't been called at that point, the men left out the front door. This is where my memory begins again. I fell to the ground sobbing uncontrollably. My face in the floor, I curled up like a bug and cried for a while. Once I regained control of my body, I went into my room and called my mom. I could barely get the story out to her by the time the police came. I had to throw on some clothes and talk to them outside. The banging and crashing noises were the 2 men kicking the original 1920s door in half to gain entry. It only took them a few minutes. I told the police what I remembered, which was minimal. They took DNA from fingerprints from the bathroom door. The police said they would do their best, but I never heard anything back, so I'm guessing that means they didn't find the man. Now, even if I'm home alone, I always lock the bathroom door or my bedroom door when I'm in there for that extra layer of security. A couple of years ago, it was my senior year of high school. I had just turned 18 and was living with my older brother and my dad. We had recently moved into a beach condo right on the shores of San Diego. It was a strange setup where one unit was on the third floor and the second unit and first floor were divided in half, vertically into two units. We lived on the side open to the sidewalk. The other side had a gated boardwalk entry and was right next to another condo of similar style. The condo was a bit older and creepy when we moved in. There were two master suites and one regular bedroom, all on the second floor. Since my brother only came home to sleep, my dad and I each had one of the suites. We were all happy and loved the new place, until I found a door. Again, this condo was a little strange. In my room, there was a sunroom. It had been a balcony at one point, you could tell by the concrete floor and drain in the middle of it, but it had been closed in by large windows. I liked to sit there and do my homework with my cat. She enjoyed the sun, and I enjoyed the view of the ocean. But as much as I had been out there, I never considered moving the bookshelf that had been there since before we moved in. That was until my cat was going ballistic and I noticed her chase a mouse behind it. I told my dad and we bought a couple of mouse traps. We were going to put them behind the bookshelf and went to move it out of the way. When we shifted it, we saw the door. It was locked and we were never given a key for it. Although we figured it was just a storage closet, my dad and I were both curious, so we asked the landlord. The landlord had no idea what it led to. We did the logical thing and hired a locksmith, who opened the door to reveal a hidden fire escape. It was a dark and creepy indoor stairway that led to a door in our shared garage. The only way to get to this door was from the third-story balcony or the door inside our garage. Either way, you had to already be in the building to get to it, so we weren't really worried about it. A few days later, my dad and brother decided to go on a small road trip. They left me behind because I was still in school and drove myself to class anyways. I had stayed home alone many times before. I was used to it and never really got lonely thanks to my cat and small dog. Nobody besides my boyfriend knew that I would be home alone, and nobody besides my dad and myself knew about that door, so I felt rather safe. I went to bed late. I was a night owl, and I cuddled up with my cat and dog and fell asleep while watching a movie on my laptop. I awoke to my small dog freaking out and a person trying to get into my room through that door. My dog attacked them and quite possibly saved my life. At the time, I went back to bed thinking it was all a dream. The next morning, I went to grab my backpack from the sunroom and there was blood everywhere. The door was still open and there was blood leading down the stairs. I called my boyfriend and dad and then finally the cops and my school to let them know I wouldn't be coming in today. The cops took samples of the blood and pictures of the trail. Then they got a good laugh when I showed them the dog who protected me, and from the looks of it, it took a good bite of the stranger's leg. My dad and brother cut their trip short, and my boyfriend stayed with me until they got back. I was terrified.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I couldn't think of anyone who knew about that door, had access to it, and possibly was timing it for my dad and brother to be gone. The cops never came back with anything, and we put the bookshelf back. But it took a long time for me to be able to sleep easily in that room again. The only other people who knew about it was my landlord and the locksmith. Our landlord is in a wheelchair, so it wasn't him, but it very well could have been the locksmith. Who knows what would have happened to me if my dog wasn't there. Back in 2016, I was living with my then-boyfriend's family in their home. Each morning, I would wake up and be the only one home. On this morning, I woke up to loud banging and crashing at the back of the house. I decided to call my boyfriend's mom just to make sure that it was her and nothing to worry about. Unfortunately for me, she didn't answer my phone call. Out of curiosity, I peeked through the blinds of my bedroom, which faced towards the backyard. I happened to see the top of someone's head, or what seemed to be a gray beanie. At that moment, my phone rang. It was my boyfriend's mom calling me back. She wasn't home and wasn't sure what the banging was. I asked if her daughter could possibly have forgotten her keys and maybe was trying to get in the back of the house. She told me she wasn't too sure if it was her or not, and that was the end of the conversation. At that point, I was a little on edge. I suffer from anxiety and overthink everything. I decided I might need something to defend myself just in case and tried to figure out what to do next. I decided to have another peek out the blinds to see what was going on. As I pulled my blinds open, I was looking straight at a young man dressed in all gray. He looked at me dead in the eyes and then just smiled at me. He then proceeded to walk to the back door. At this point, I was panicking. The banging was getting more intense, and I knew that this person was trying to break in and he knew I was inside now. I stayed in my bedroom and locked the door. The banging finally stopped, and I was thinking that he had finally given up. Then I heard the sliding door that connects to my room roll open slowly. I was really nervous and I knew I was in some form of danger. My bedroom doorknob slowly rotated, but like I said, I had locked it. I heard a female voice faintly calling my name. It was my boyfriend's sister. It turned out she had been home all along. We came out of our rooms and searched the house to see that the man had nearly succeeded in entering the house. The door frame was torn from the wall and the sliding door was off the tracks. We called the police and had two squad cars to the house within 3 minutes. He was never caught. A couple of weeks later, my license plates were stolen, and my car had been in the driveway of the house the day of the attempted break-in. Weeks and weeks after, I was followed by a young man in a van. He followed me to the gas station and would stop in his car near mine and smiled at me. He would stop in his car in peak hour traffic to get a glimpse of me. He was hanging around the front of my house, the neighbor's house, and the street for weeks following the incident. Everything was reported to the police, and they found the van's registration through the state. The vehicle was registered in a fake name or someone else's name. I don't know how I didn't notice this, but the license plates on the van were my plates that had been stolen from my car earlier. Thankfully, nothing more ever came of this, and the whole ordeal ended after I moved and bought a new car. I have a huge fear of home invasions now and being home alone in general. Recently, my cousin Charlie was allowed to sleep over, which he wasn't allowed to do often, as he always had to look after his younger sisters. My parents were out late that night at a concert, so it was just me, Charlie, and my younger brother, who is 8. He stayed upstairs that night, as I made a deal with him that he could stay awake as long as he wanted, just as long as he left me and Charlie alone. So he stayed in his room all night. Charlie and I did the usual stuff, eating food, watching movies, and playing video games. At around 12:30 a.m., Charlie was fast asleep on the long sofa as we were sleeping in the living room. Since he was taller, he got the larger sofa, leaving me with the small, uncomfortable one. After a while, I realized I wasn't getting any sleep anytime soon, so I turned the TV back on to see if there was anything to watch. The back door leading to my garden was connected to the living room. It had glass windows on it, so I could easily look outside if it wasn't dark and if I hadn't closed the blinds that covered the door. After about a half an hour of watching TV, I began to hear light taps on the back door window. I thought nothing of it, probably just the wind, I thought to myself. After a while, the tapping stopped to my relief. I turned off the TV and just lied there until I began drifting off to sleep. I was awoken by a gentle breeze. I sat up slightly, wondering where this sudden cold was coming from. To my horror, I looked over to the back door, and I began to realize that I either hadn't locked the door earlier or somebody had broken in. I don't remember if I had locked it or not. I crept over to Charlie and quietly shook him awake. After a short while, he slowly woke up and I covered his mouth so that he didn't make a noise. I let him know that I thought somebody was in the house, and we both got up and slowly tiptoed to the stairs. I began to regret not grabbing a kitchen knife or any weapon, in fact, to defend myself. First, we investigated my little brother's room. The room was only illuminated by his TV screen, and he was fast asleep. We checked the bathroom. No one was in there either, and then we walked over to my parents' room. Charlie put on the flashlight for his phone, and we walked to investigate the room. We used the flashlight to light up wherever we needed to look. However, my heart stopped as I heard the door behind us begin to creak open slowly. In a split second, Charlie and I dropped to the floor and snuck under my parents' bed. The sheets covered the bottom of the bed, so we couldn't be seen. I began to pant wildly. Charlie had put his hand over my mouth to stop me, and we both began panicking more as we heard heavy footsteps walking through the room. I couldn't control my breathing, and now neither could Charlie. We just hoped that maybe my parents would get home early or the man would leave. But he didn't. He walked closer to the bed. My heart rushed to my throat, and the footsteps stopped. Charlie peeked under the sheet that blocked our view, and he quickly got back closer to me and whispered, "He's right there." Tears began to roll down my face. I was truly scared for my life. I began to hear the floorboards creak as the man bent down on one knee. We could see his hands on the sheet, and he was ready to pull the sheet up, but for some reason, he let go. Then he walked away from the bed, and we heard him walking down the stairs. We crawled out from under the bed, and only then realized that somebody was knocking on the door. We went to look outside of my little brother's bedroom window, and we saw the blue lights of a police car flashing. We later found out that our neighbors had been smoking in their back garden when they saw somebody climbing over our back gate. Then they called the police.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
After a check on the premises, the police made it clear that the man was gone. I could tell that Charlie felt relieved, but I just couldn't stop thinking of what would have happened if our neighbors decided to have an early night.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.